Netcast you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. In this video, we'll be signing up for a Minecraft premium account, creating a new world, and going through the world generation options that will be using the amazing algorithm of Minecraft to build a unique world waiting for your exploration. First, we're going to go ahead and get Minecraft. Go ahead and send your browser over to Minecraft.net and register for a Mojang account. After you get the confirmation email, you have to upgrade that account. In the US, it costs around $26.95. In Europe, it is around 19.95 euros at the current recording of the show. Once you've upgraded your account, you can now log in to Minecraft. You're going to have to download the launcher from minecraft.net/download, and that will download the launcher to your computer. I'm here on Macintosh OS X. You will see a PC version if you are on a PC. Once it is downloaded, it'll come in as a zip. Once you unzip it, this will be an application file on the Apple side, and it will be an EXE on the PC side. Go ahead and find that in, that's Magic Launcher. That one is Minecraft. And then go ahead and launch Minecraft. Of course, yes, I would actually like to run Minecraft. So here we are. You're going to type in the username and password that came with your brand new Minecraft account. I've actually switched my Minecraft account into a Mojang account, so I have to type in my email address whenever I want to sign in. Once you log in, it will go ahead and download the rest of Minecraft. You can see it's getting LWJ, I forget the rest of those letters, but it's doing all sorts of stuff. It's getting all of the Minecraft files that it's going to need to run the rest of your Minecraft at the moment. And it's also creating them in a folder on your computer. On the Mac side of things, this is under Library, Application Support, Minecraft. These were just added. On the PC side, it's under percent app data, percent, and dot Minecraft. Minecraft is now booting for the very first time. And let's go ahead and first cover up what these buttons do. You have single player, which is obviously where you will create your single player worlds. Multiplayer is where you can add servers. You can have a big list of servers. Also, if there's a local game that someone else also playing on your local, say, Wi-Fi network, you can see those games here. You have first language options. So if you speak a different language, you can switch it over here. Then you have options for texture packs, your video settings, your point of view, your music and sound things. Let's go ahead and turn sound all the way up, but music down, just because I don't want it to interrupt me. You know, all the normal settings that you would understand in a video game. And then you have your quit game button. Let's go ahead and create a world. Right now, my world list is pretty empty, so I'm going to go ahead and click the Create World button. I can go ahead and name this world. Let's name it OMG Craft. I can choose some basic settings like, do I want it survival, hardcore, or creative? Let's go ahead and click survival. Survival is the normal game. Hardcore, it will delete the world once you die, so you can only die once, and things are very, very difficult. Mobs are much harder. And then creative, you get complete resources, all the blocks you'd ever want for free. You can fly, you can do whatever the heck you want. We like survival. There's a few more world options if you click the More World Options button. And this you can specify a seed. We're going to get into seeds a little bit later. It's a base string that the world generator uses. If you leave it blank, it's just going to come up with its own, and that's what we're going to do for this show. You can choose to turn on and off structures, what type of world. You can even customize it if on a few of these settings. Bonus cheats. Sorry, this is bonus chests. So let's just go ahead and do that. That is a chest that starts at the beginning of the game that gives you a few random resources to help you. And we're actually going to go ahead and turn that on. And if this is your first time playing, you can decide to turn it on or off. This is almost like an easier way to go through the game. Now, allow cheats. I'm going to have them on. This will allow me to put in code commands into the chat and allow me to change things like the game type that I'm playing. And because I'm broadcasting, I'm going to go ahead and turn that on. If you're just starting off and you don't know what this means, you can probably just keep it off. So, you know what? I just realized that I didn't do the G correctly. There we go. Luckily, you can jump in here and save that. Now we're going to go ahead and click Create World. It's going to run through the world creation algorithm at the very beginning of the game. Also, I'm going to go ahead and make this game full screen now. On the Mac side of things, I can also use the key command F11 to really actually make it full screen. Same thing on the PC side. So, now we have created our first world. Okay, and that's actually where we're going to go ahead and stop this video. In the next video, this is actually a multi-video course, we're going to be getting some blocks and crafting with them. So, see you then.